Wat juist.
Ja. What do you think of this, ISKCON, the beautiful movement society created by Srila Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada? That's a nice friendship organization, friendship network. I even dared to say a few years ago to someone quite actively engaged in the, I wouldn't say bureaucracy, but yeah, the organization of ISKCON. Maybe we don't need such organizational structures. Because what happens often is that you've got people earning their living and prestige by occupying positions and such. I mean, we see it in every organization. So organizations of that kind, especially where there is money and power over people involved, well, they are kind of have birth defects or problems that come with them that one then has to deal with, which means you have to be quite qualified to be manager of a non-profit in a leadership position. People go educations for this. But a family, here we are, and this is how it started. Prabhupada there with his family around. He's still here with his family. And if you don't consider yourself part of Srila Prabhupada's family, then you're part of some other family, which is good as well. And then different families can be friends too. And I would say that this is what this knowledge about Dharma and self-improvement, self-realization, the bhakti path is about. To be more loving to God and all of God's parts and parcels who are included, right? That's what it's all about. And when we live that way, then we show the entire world, let's look here. This is something called Dharma. People who think we instead of I, who see everyone as child of God and behaving accordingly, we could all do that. In this way, the way I see it, this Krishna consciousness movement can take over the world. Not by some power play. Come on, Americans. Wherever you are, big, powerful ones out there. But by friendship, mutual respect, love, cooperation, rather than conflict. So, yeah.